everybody, and welcome back to To Kill a Mockingbird Tea. I'm your host, Kiara.
And I'm Nina.
Bringing you the latest Maycomb gossip, this is today's episode of our daily podcast. Things have been heating up in the news, as you probably observed, just like they have in Maycomb, especially when racism is a factor. There are plenty of modern-day racism all around us, just like there are examples of segregation in To Kill a Mockingbird. Let's jump right into it.
Issues concerning law enforcement and racial biases have been in the news for years. This is a dangerous issue for our nation, and sadly, things were the same way back in Old Maycomb County. Today, it is more likely to be pulled over by a police officer if you are colored, innocent, unarmed citizens have been shot for the color of their skin. Likewise, in To Kill a Mockingbird, Tom Robinson went to court, had a trial that proved he was innocent, but still went to jail. The jury of all white males made this decision, and it is sad that even today, the law is not based on equality of ethnicity.
Wow. So I know a lot of time has passed, but not much has changed. The law is still biased. Am I right?
Yeah, it definitely is. People are not treated the same just because of their skin color.
Yeah, and this is a great example because it both has to do with the law and how things haven't changed. Now, our next example has to do with a more subtle way that people express racist viewpoints. Of course, society has made many steps forward to overall equality, but there are still more subtle ways that our racist preferences are portrayed. Today, there is social media everywhere. It is used for entertainment, business, and even dating. In entertainment, there are more white people portrayed than African American or people of color. Likewise, in business and on dating sites, people have racial preferences that are very vocal. People today hide behind these screens to promote racist ways. Our society no longer accepts outright racism, especially in our suburban neighborhood, so people find safety in commenting online. Aunt Alexandria didn't need to hide behind anything because her society was very used to racist beliefs and when expressing them. She very freely belittled Calpurnia because she believed that just because she was white, she was better than Calpurnia in every way. We all have our opinions, and we're still trying to learn that it's best to keep them to ourselves, especially when our opinions belittle others. So, Nina, have you ever experienced a racist situation?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have too. When I was in kindergarten, my teacher was racist. She gave all the other children candy except for me because of my skin color. I moved from that school, thank goodness. But it's just another way to show that racism is honestly everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely not right. She should not have done that.
Yeah. And to this day, that still sticks with me because we have made great steps forward and a lot of things have changed, but racism is still here, even if it's in very small, subtle ways. Racism is not something we left behind in the days of To Kill a Mockingbird. We are still dealing with such issues today, despite the improvements we have made. We can all look back at Maycomb as an example of what not to be, and learn from their racist, segregational ways. We should all aspire to be like Atticus, and be the one swimming against the tide, even if society made us think otherwise. The law and society and all should be free of racial inequality.
We hope this podcast will help spread the message that To Kill a Mockingbird clearly supports. Racism needs to end.
Thank you again for tuning in. I'm Kiara.
And I'm Nina.
Come back again tomorrow for another episode of To Kill a Mockingbird Tea.